to get started, and thank you, Reagan, and the Gathering Spot for this invitation today. So just to calm myself and the way I like to start, you know, my meditations and my prayers, let's just take a second to take three deep cleansing breaths. And we will begin. So if we can just inhale and exhale slowly three times. And again, thank you for joining me. I wanted to pull today from this wonderful prayer book that I have, with over 100 prayers that cover everything from families to war veterans to sick. And they even have a prayer in there that, you know, covers our country. And considering everything that's going on with our country, I just wanted to take a moment and pull from the prayer from that book. And part of it goes as follows. Dear Lord, we come boldly before you and your throne, praying for and petitioning you on behalf of our nation. Mother, Father, God, we ask that you forgive us our sins of unrighteousness. We ask for forgiveness for all of our iniquities and our rebellious hearts, which have turned away from you. Dear Mother, Father, God, we come before you now with a desire to turn our hearts back to you. Lord, may we come before you as people of your church, having been adopted into your family. We pray that you would deliver our nation, and we decree and declare that our nation is in fact delivered. So that's part of the prayer. And I remember back at the end of 2019, when we were preparing for the year of 2020, and we saw the hashtags going around social media with hashtag 2020 vision. Well, I don't think that anybody, including myself, could imagine what 2020 vision would in fact come to mean. This year, there have been many things and many events of the past few months that have indeed provided our nation with 2020 vision, that vision of clarity. We are clearly seeing the vulnerability of the world with the coronavirus, and we are clearly seeing the oppressions of the world with all the racial inequities and the senseless killings that have been going around. That have been taking place, and we are moving forward victoriously. In those victories, just over the past few weeks, we've had, you know, multiracial protests for justice worldwide. We've had NASCAR that has removed its Confederate flag. We've seen the NFL do a 180 and come to accept kneeling and acknowledge Black Lives Matter. We've seen yesterday police reform and some judicial reforms going with the workplace protection from that with the LGBTQ. And this morning, we even had PepsiCo renaming and rebranding the Aunt Jemima brand. So I think it's important to take a moment to acknowledge in gratitude where we are and how far we've come before we ask for the grace to help us get where we need to go. So let's take this moment to be grateful for the people that have given their lives to bring us this far, starting with our ancestors and those who have recently lost their lives in the struggle, and we pray for their families. I ask for grace to assist us in our journeys, knowing that life is not easy right now. I ask God for mental clarity and for strength for all of us. I also ask God to cleanse our hearts, our minds and spirits, and eradicate anything that isn't of and from the mind of God. And lastly, I ask God to fortify our families and ask Jesus to be a fence around our lives. But I also want to take this moment to remind us to take this self-care and pray for ourselves and ask God to heal our minds personally and heal our hearts. And I also ask that we can pray for our enemies. So I know it's a tough time for us all. And I thank you all for your patience this morning with just helping with my tardiness in getting to the call. And I just ask that God, you know, bless each one of us and each one of you on our day going forward. and just ask for this clarity and just ask and just give yourself grace in this unprecedented time, knowing that it is so necessary because of the difficulties coming at us from at every turn. And knowing that if we just stay clear in our hearts and our minds and our spirits, that we can face anything victoriously that is put in our path. And thank you, Reagan, and thank you to the Gathering Spot for allowing me to participate in this morning's consciousness. And thank you all again. And I wish you well on your day. And just again, remember for self-care and just remember to pray for grace. Thank you.